T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we are in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Charlie Long at Master Control and on the Sports Flash, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Plenty of sound to come from Dennis Allen, Michael Thomas, DeMario Davis, and Adam Trautman this hour. We're also going to have Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of, oh, Bobby, my eyes are kind of going bad here, 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee.
I told you you need glasses.
It was the printer kind of,
Nah, I think it's your eyes, Chris. How old are you now?
44.
Oh, no, that's about, that's when it started to kick in. You're going to need some readers. You're going to be fighting it.
I know I'm really starting to lose my vision a little bit? When I'm writing a document, a Word document, it opens, I got it set to like Calibri 12, right, the font.
Right.
I got to bump it up to about 16.
No, it's going to get to the point where you're going to be like having notes, or you're going to be like taking away. It's like, can I read this? No,
What I noticed? My vision has struggled in the indoor facility at camp with when the Saints are wearing their white jerseys, the black numerals they blur to me.
See, I can see far, I just can't see close. I told you it was 45 years and 10 months. No, Christian, I always, when I go out to practice, and, you're trying to learn the new roster, different numbers, they change numbers, I have to have readers on,
mm-hmm.
and have it around.
Readers with duct tape. Scotch tape.
Christian's mad because I got my favorite glasses that I scotch taped.
I'm not mad. I think it's hilarious.
No, it's just because I really like these.
They fit your face really good.
Yeah, I want to thank Fred Palmer from Shell. He bought me these. But they lasted a long time. It's like bamboo frames. You know, he actually bought this for me? And went visiting. We were up in West Virginia. That's how long these have lasted.
Oh, wow.
We were in Highland, North Carolina. And he lives in Scaly, right in the Georgia, North Carolina. He has a lake house, right, was permanent residence. And the North Carolina, Georgia state line, basically. And it's about 10 miles from Highland. So he went out. He says, Bobby, I looked at some of your readers, and, boy, look at these. And this is like you buy one pair. It's kind of like they donate another to someone. So it's a feel-good story.
Yeah.
So thank you, Fred. But they finally broke. I mean, I've used them so much, and like I said, I got the scotch tape I'm on the bamboo to the plastic frames to hold them together.
And didn't you have to repair it yesterday? Didn't you have a break?
Yes, I think it was a little.
So you just added more scotch tape?
Yeah, I just retaped them. I think I was a little too rough with them. I got to be more delicate. So.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host on 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Also trying to get to your calls, Bottleman and James. Plenty of sound from Saints training camp as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. We welcome in now Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host on 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Steve, how are you?
I ain't in there, man. What's going on?
Oh, the Saints are up there practicing against the Packers and having some skirmishes break out. I guess it was spirited the last couple of days, huh?
Yeah, apparently Jarvis Landry running his mouth, talking down to Eric Stokes. Stokes didn't want to hear it, and that started one of them, from what it sounds like.
That's Jarvis, though, Sparky. That's him as a player.
Correct, absolutely. And that's why, you know, he is who he is, and he's as good as he is. I would love to see him in Green Bay in free agency.
Hands off.
The Packers chose to get Sammy Watkins, who can't stay healthy. But either way, so, yeah, I mean, you knew when the Saints came in that this was a possibility that you're going to have fights. I mean, across the NFL, there's these skirmishes in all these training camps, you know, and you don't get to really play against anybody. Now you get to see these ones. Rodgers probably won't play in the preseason. So him having some time to play here is good. He needs to develop chemistry with his young receivers and his receiving core, and this is the best way to do it, I guess.
Sparky, I want to know from you, because you don't get to see the Saints every day, but we think pretty highly of that football team in particular because of their defense.
Yes.
Do you share that in what you've been able to watch the last couple of days?
I think the defense is really good. I haven't been able to get up there per se. I've got some other stuff going on in Milwaukee, but yeah, I think the defense is highly regarded. I think they were highly regarded at the end of last year by a majority of us that saw you guys play at the beginning of last year. I think you may disagree, but I think it just all comes down to quarterback play for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the quarterback plays really well and lives up to his hype that he's had since coming out of college and finally puts it all together, Saints can be a playoff team. If he doesn't, then you guys probably won't be a playoff team. I mean, I think it's just really that simple. And, you know, if you look at it from the Packers standpoint right now, I think everybody, at least here, is expecting the Packers to be a top five defense somewhere in that area and think they're deep enough to be a top five defense. There's a lot of belief that maybe Aaron Rodgers might not throw the ball as much this year and they might focus more on running the ball more because of the young receiving core and so forth. And then because of the young receiving core, will one of those guys step up and do something? You know, Romeo Doubs is a guy that's had a big training camp, making wild plays, made a big play in the preseason, but he also had a couple drops in the preseason game. And he's had a couple drops out this week as well. So you hope he works that out. Christian Watson, who was the first receiver they took in the second round that they traded up for, he's been hurt the whole training camp, just came back to practice here recently. And we haven't really seen him yet in a preseason game as he works to get back to being physically healthy. So those are kind of, for the Packers' point of view, is what is this offense going to be and how good can it be in order to kind of balance out what should be a really good defense.
Sparky, we got a report that the quarterbacks called a meeting with the wide receivers in Green Bay. What do you make of that?
Aaron Rodgers, what was it, yesterday or whatever? I think it was yesterday. I'm sorry, I mixed up on my dates, but I think it was yesterday. Was talking about the fact that, look, these wide receivers need to run the right routes and need to make the catches that they should be making, not dropping wide open balls. And he was mad about one specifically that he threw. He said it was the best ball he threw the whole day, and the receiver dropped it, and he was mad about it. And this right here, you know, I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent here, but this right here is what frustrates me and angers me to a certain degree, right? So you hear of other quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes has a whole new receiving corps damn near in Kansas City. He's working with these guys in the offseason before training camp on his own with these receivers, trying to build chemistry, trying to get everybody on the same page going forward. Did 12 do that? Nope. Haven't heard a peep out of 12 doing anything of the sort. 12 didn't even want to go to the OTAs. He went to the mandatory one, but outside of that. So, I mean, that's the type of stuff that drives me nuts when I hear, oh, we've got training camp. We'll have it all figured out by week one. I don't need to play preseason games. We'll be good. And then they lay an egg against the Saints last year. And then Matt LaFleur after that game, after week one, goes, maybe we should reanalyze kind of playing starters in preseason one way or the other. And now they've said he's not playing against the Saints, but maybe there's an open possibility that he plays in the third preseason game. I think it's just a lot of frustration from Rodgers. And, you know, he doesn't want to have a bad year because he's not on the same page with his receivers. I mean, think about it. This dude doesn't throw double-digit interceptions. Imagine if he throws 12 or 15 interceptions, and of those 12 to 15, let's say three or four are actually his fault and the rest are on the receivers for doing the wrong thing. That's going to be a big, big problem. And the first preseason game, Jordan Love threw three picks, two of which should have been caught by the receiver that went through their hands, bounced off shoulder pads, whatever. The third, he threw, I don't think was a good ball at all. And when they brought it up, LaFleur's like, we had two guys running the wrong route, including the guy that was on that route, and Jordan Love had to throw the ball, even though it was the wrong route. And then Rodgers went off about it the other day, too, about guys running wrong routes. This has to be figured out and quick and get everybody on the same page, because the one thing we know about 12 is if he don't get down with you, you aren't going to see the ball. He'll go somewhere else with somebody he trusts. So now you're talking about Lazard and Cobb for sure he trusts.
Well, he trusts Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. He trusts the running backs. I mean,
sure. And Aaron Jones, you know, everybody thinks that Aaron Jones and Dillon will be in the backfield. You'll see a lot of Aaron Jones splitting out the wide receiver. He'll probably lead the team in receptions, would be my guess, Aaron Jones. Dillon has caught the ball a lot so far early on, so maybe Dillon comes out of the backfield. But these young receivers that they just drafted, you know, you may not see a lot of looks for them if they don't figure it out.
Now, Sparky, the one thing I think is also a Packers Achilles heel, because I think both the Saints and the Packers are going to be a top five defense. I mean, this might be the best Saints secondary in history when you go top to bottom. Now, what linebacker is going to complement DeMario Davis? But when I look at that, the one thing I know the Saints are head and shoulders above the Packers is on special teams. The Saints are
everybody
amongst
is.
The best. Yeah, and you look at Green Bay, the 49ers game, come on. Listen, you can't have a block punt there. But I just look at even the return game, like, for instance, you look at the Saints. We were like top 10 special teams in a number of categories where the Packers are in the bottom league. Do you think they've addressed that?
Oh, absolutely. They went and hired Rich Bisaccia, who was the interim coach for the Raiders. And not only did they hire him, they gave him input in the draft towards the second half of the draft and guys that he liked. And they gave him input in free agency. And they've got a couple of guys they brought over from the Raiders to add to it that I don't think are very good players on the defensive side of the ball necessarily. But they were brought over more for special teams because they were really good special teams for Bisaccia with the Raiders. So he's had some say. And to be frank, in years past, they never really cared about special teams. They were more concerned about offense and defense and really weren't necessarily drafting guys for what they could add to the special teams unit. And it really feels like there's been a far more concerted effort now to fix that than before.
Now, Sparky, I mean, to me, you know, we were trying to get Drew Brees one MVP. And I look at the Packers organization, and I brought this up. I mean, I don't know, are the Packers fans a little spoiled? Because what you demand when you consider the transition going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he'll three-peat, probably not. But he's won back-to-back MVPs. And giving him four in his career, and the only player to win three in a row was Brett Favre. Think how unlikely that is. I mean, do Packer fans realize what they've witnessed with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers?
Well, let me give you my perspective, which I think is what a majority of Packer fans think. And that is, if I told you you'd have back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks spanning 30, 35 years, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And you would get to two Super Bowl appearances and then give you all the conference championship games between the two that you have reached and fail to get back. You know, is that good enough? Knowing you may never see another Hall of Fame quarterback the rest of your life. You may never see another quarterback good enough to get you to a Super Bowl the rest of your life. And I think that's where the frustration lies. The frustration lies with Seattle, you know, where they blow that huge lead with 5 minutes to go in the game in the conference championship. Because Bostic, again, special teams, goes up for a ball that he was specifically told do not go for the ball under any circumstances. He does it anyhow. I mean, that's the type of stuff that angers fans and gets mad at Mike McCarthy over the course of time for not being able to get him back. And it's not on Rodgers necessarily a lot of the angst. A lot of the angst is on the coaching staff or the lack of defense that they've had in the playoffs of costing them games. And that's kind of where it all is, because I think Packer fans realize that, you know, Jordan Love probably is not a Hall of Famer. If Jordan Love is average, I think Packer fans would be like, okay, well, our defense hopefully will be good enough to carry that. But to expect three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row, I mean, come on. There's absolutely no chance that's probably going to happen. So they know the window is closing, and they may never get to see another Super Bowl the rest of their life, and they want one more.
Sparky, how much has been talked about that Taysom Hill was once in that camp, in that organization with Green Bay?
So Taysom Hill leaves, Packer fans angry for the first couple of years. Now it's resulted in Packer fans laughing at the Saints organization, wondering if he had pictures on Sean Payton for giving him the amount of lunacy money that they paid him over the course of time. So it went from, man, I can't believe we don't have him, to what in the world is going on over there? Who's got pictures on who to pay that man that much money?
Yeah, but I mean, the value, considering what he's capable of as a – as a weapon, I think that it's money well spent.
Well,
regardless if he's playing quarterback,
Christian, I agree with Sparky that if he's available, Sure. He can't be hurt like he was hurt at BYU.
That applies to anybody.
No, but like he was hurt at BYU. I'll tell you, if he could get and Sparky, watch, they're going to try and utilize him instead of 12 snaps a game. Watch if you don't have like 30-plus, maybe 12 times 3. Because, you know, you get 65 snaps. That's kind of where you're at. It could be over that, a little bit under. You want, but, yeah, that's 65. Watch if Taysom's not in on half of them. And
okay,
he,
so this is the thing, right? So real quick. So, okay, you had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees. To me, pulling a Hall of Fame quarterback off the field – for a trickster or one-trick pony, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to say he is, to go in there seemed like crazy. Like, if you took Aaron Rodgers off the field for that, I would lose my mind. I would scream for somebody to be fired. Like, that's crazy. Now you've got a different quarterback. He's not a Hall of Famer. He's nowhere close to being a Hall of Famer as of now. So now when you do it, okay, fine. Like, all right, you know, it's a change of pace. You're trying to figure out how to get the ball in the end zone, in the red zone, or wherever. Okay, that I understand. I think a majority of the issue that a lot of people had with this whole Taysom Hill thing was you had a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you're messing around with Taysom Hill under quarterback with a chance to score a touchdown. Did it work sometimes? Yeah, it worked sometimes. But I don't know if it worked enough to justify the pay.
Well, the thing is, no, justify the pay when you no. That's why I'm saying, well, what is he bitching about? He should be, man, he's getting paid handsomely well. I'll do whatever the Saints want me to do. I don't have to be a pure quarterback.
Sure.
And that the one game, Spark, I can tell you where it worked, and it was against Belichick. We ran this power quarterback off-tackle play, and it was like the Patriots knew it was coming. It was still like 7-8 yards a pop. That's when it's frustrating. You're at the NFL level, and they know what you're going to do, and you still can't stop it. So I know that that play is still in the playbook. You could still see Taysom at quarterback, and then maybe they're putting everybody in the box. And I think he could throw accurately enough to make a play there and help out Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton, whoever might be in there. But he's well compensated, to say the least, like I think a lot of Packer fans and yourself. It's not like we're getting him on the cheap. So we need him to produce at a high level.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's all part of it. But, yeah, again, when you talk about the Saints, you know, you get Thomas back. Kamara hopefully stays healthy for y'all. And then it just comes back to how good is the quarterback, like we said at the beginning of the interview. You know, if he's really good and plays at a high level, then you're definitely a playoff team, and maybe you make some noise once you get to the playoffs if everybody can stay healthy with him. It's crazy that all that pressure is on one player, but I feel like that's where it's at.
Yeah, Sparky, I agree. Because I think, and listen, I don't know, you might think I'm crazy, but I think the way this team is structured and the supporting cast, whether it's Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton, I think the Saints can win 10 games. I think they're a double-digit team. I don't know if they're going – that's not a Super Bowl team, but they could still be in the postseason. And the one thing I've brought up to fans – okay, who do you perceive as the best in the NFC? Obviously, the Rams, they trying to repeat. Then you look at Green Bay. They got Aaron Rodgers. The Tampa Bay has Tom Brady, okay? We played Tampa Bay twice last year and played Green Bay. Not 2-3 years ago, but last year. In those three games, the Saints are 3-0. They crushed Green Bay and they beat Tampa Bay twice. Probably one of the most unusual games ever, Sparky. You probably are watching this. Prime time, Sunday Night Football. The Saints win 9-0 against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Listen, Tom Brady hates to play the Saints. We've given him the business with the pass rush, and he cannot stand it. Now they're all hurting in the interior line. I'm telling you, we're playing them week two. Watch, I think we're going to get after Tom Brady. We've been his Achilles heel. You might say, oh, well, he beat y'all in the postseason. No, we had four turnovers. He threw for like 180-something yards. Tom Brady didn't beat us. So we still in Tom Brady's head, even as great as the GOAT is.
It'll be interesting to see, and you bring up Brady and the Buccaneers, it'll be interesting to see what that offense looks like now that Brady got Arians booted out of there. What that offense really looks like and the offense that maybe Brady wanted to run to begin with or a variation of how he wanted to run it going forward. I'm anxious to see that. But you're right about the Saints having the Buccaneers' number. We've talked about that numerous times about it. Sometimes one team might have another team's number regardless of records, and they just have that advantage and have that feel for how to beat the other team. And the Saints definitely have had that, no question.
Now, Sparky, I know Packer Nation's thinking this way, and you brought it up. How your team is structured, considering, you know, to have Hall of Fame quarterbacks continuously. I mean, I don't know if that's realistic, but dominant defense. And I was reading this, that this caught my attention. Green Bay has had a top five defense only five times in the past 30 years. So you're talking about three decades. And two of those seasons, 96 and 2010, the Packers won the Super Bowl. Yep. So isn't Packer fans saying, well, I don't know, we've done it before. We won the Super Bowl when we've had a top five defense. Is that kind of the goal, you think, in their mind right now?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think, and it's weird, man, having Aaron Rodgers and talking about how the defense is going to go win you a championship.
Right.
But, I mean, that's kind of the feel right now. Like, Rashawn Gary looks like he's a beast as a pass rusher. This Quay Walker kid they got from Georgia looks like he's got a potential to be an absolute stud next to, you know, an all-pro in Devondre Campbell, who they picked up in free agency last year and signed to a long-term deal. If he plays at that level again, they're good. Kenny Clark, obviously, a Pro Bowl-type player in the middle of the defensive line, and then their secondary is really good. You know, the corners are really good with Alexander. Rasul Douglas plays well. Stokes is a young up-and-comer. He's got some swag to him. With Amos and Savage, they need to play Savage probably closer to the line of scrimmage than they have. But outside of that, I don't think there's many complaints you can have about that defense with everything that they can do. But, yeah, I think going into this, it's just going to be, what is the offense going to look like? Like, are they actually going to run it more than they have in the past? Are they actually going to tell Rodgers you're not going to throw as much? Will Rodgers actually listen to that
right,
and not audible out of 100 run plays to throw the football? See, that's my question. Like, I'm finding it hard to believe that dude's not going to throw the ball 35 or 40 times a game. Like, I'm struggling to buy into the fact that this is actually going to happen. So if it happens and it works, I'll be ecstatic. I just can't see it. And if it doesn't happen and he does throw 35 or 40 times and these receivers are doing bonehead things and it's costing them turnovers, how long will it last before somebody says something or he says something publicly and then the whole thing unravels on him? So that's to me, it's all about this offense and what it's going to look like when the season starts.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host on 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Steve, thank you.
Hey, man, no problem. Always fun.
All right, thank you, Sparky.
All right, we'll step away and get back to the sound from Saints training camp. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think it's good. I think it's really good. You know, we go all training camp and we play a four down front. And so getting some opportunities at some 34 looks, I think is good because it changes some rules and it changes some blocking schemes. And, there's some matchups at times that are not as advantageous for us in terms of the run game or protection based on a 34 scheme that, you know, you'd have to really do some work on schematically to make sure you're putting your players in the best position. But it's good to just go out and evaluate how we play ball. And so, I think that's a good defense that we went up against, and it was good for us to get that work.
Saints head coach Dennis Allen, sound from training camp, brought to you by Sound Banking at First American Bank. And Bobby, this is a benefit from both sides.
Well, you know what that's telling me too, and Dennis Allen is so right, that, you know what, if you just go line up and just go talent against talent and you're not trying to out-scheme them, that's why you have game plans and all. No, the Packers would kick our ass. And we would kick Green Bay's butt. I'm talking about in their trenches. You know, man on man. I'm not saying across the board, but you still can find a weak link and attack that. That's why we're like Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, that's where they come into play. And working with all the offensive coaches, a game plan, okay, how are you going to attack the Packers scheme? Because what they're doing right now, it's all like basic.
It's raw.
Yeah, raw, and they want to see man-to-man who's going to win. Well, man-to-man, no, the Packers got a top-five defense, and so do the Saints. So the Packers also would scheme against the Saints' defense. So that's one thing, but I'm encouraged because it shows you our talent and our ability. But as far as, like, look what happened last year. I mean, Green Bay knows how good we are. We took him to the woodshed and whooped that butt. I mean, look what happened. That wasn't a fluke thing, and Aaron Rodgers knows that. And the one thing, I think if it was a real game, if we had to play Green Bay again, who knows? Hopefully it would be a postseason, and you might have to beat a team like the Packers. But if you look at right now, Aaron Rodgers, I think, appreciates practicing against the Saints and the Packers organization. And I think it's also, you can flip that. We appreciate, I told you this before, practicing against a team like Green Bay. This is a whole lot better situation than if we would have practiced against the Texans before we played them. This is a better measuring stick to see where you're at. Because the Packers are going to be in the thick of things, and I think we're going to be in the thick of things. Now, the reason why I say more from a national perspective why they probably trust the Packers, Christian, I want to say, I think three straight years they won 13 games. Okay, so not just double digits, they won 13 games. We were 9-8. We all know we crushed Green Bay. We could have been 10-7. The Packers were 13-4. Look how they lost to the 49ers. And now they tried to address that. They got a punt blocked in to make their special teams better. And I think their special teams coach did an outstanding job for the Raiders as an interim coach. So you look at that scenario. Mm-hmm. So Green Bay says, the proof's in the pudding. You got to wait and see what they're going to do. But, I mean, I'm not saying you got to be top 10 in every category, but you can't be in the bottom 10 if you're a team like Green Bay on special teams. So they tried to address that. So they should at least get to middle of the pack if they're going to have a chance to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
All right, we'll step away and come back, try to squeeze in a couple of your calls. Still sound to get to. If we don't get to it today, DeMario Davis was sensational. So we'll get to that tomorrow for sure.
We ain't worried about Double D.
No, but his perspective, his opinion on other players, wait till you hear this stuff. We'll try to get to it. If not, certainly tomorrow. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, as we wrap up the show. Bottle Man, what's going on, Bottle Man, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines?
Hey, man, I miss you too, man. I hadn't seen you. They had you at the most important place close to the game and had Bobby and him at the station. But, man.
Wait, say that again, Bottle Man?
I said I miss you when you wasn't at the station. You had the other sports commentator taking your place. It didn't sound like you. It was your call. I'm used to you being on the team.
Oh, yeah, that was yesterday. Mike was filling in for me for the first 2 hours.
But this is what it is. The show that come on after we go off air, this guy, man, he made me feel like you felt when the guy was talking about Miss Benson, when he was talking about Jameson. But, man, when you talk, this is what I ask him, and I'm going to leave you guys go. I say, have you ever played football or sports before? And when you have a mouth full of bumblebees and you can't talk, you ain't never played nothing. Most people is flabbergasting.
Bottle Man, are you talking about the Zach Gelb show that follows
yes.
us?
Yes, they anti-Saints because they say we're not going to do anything. They don't give the Saints any credit because we have Jameis Winston at quarterback. And I'm here to tell you, Bottle Man, Jameis Winston got to go out there and prove it. But I think Jameis Winston's highly capable of doing it, and also Andy Dalton. I think our team is that good. Now, I don't know about winning a Super Bowl. I mean, you hope for that. Anything can happen in the postseason. But there's no reason how this team is structured that we cannot be double digits. But from a national perspective, they do not want to give the Saints credit.
Bobby.
But we're under the radar. That might be a good thing, Bottle
Zach Man. Gelb is a professional broadcaster, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and trash him. But I'll tell you this. The biggest advantage that Bobby and I have is we've covered this team for years, decades. In Bobby's case, decades. Mine, 16 years. So, I'm sorry, 15 years. So, we have an intimate knowledge and understanding of how that organization works that the national guys don't have. And I'm not trying to pit anybody against anybody, but that's the truth. We know how, we almost, Bobby, know how this organization thinks to a degree because we've covered them for so long.
Well, and if you just do your homework, this is recent. I don't know. We played Tampa Bay twice last year, and we beat them. We played Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, we crushed them. I mean, they say, oh, it's the Rams, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. Well, I don't know. We 3-0 against teams that are relevant. And then it'll be interesting to see, you know, with the Rams and how we stack up. But bottom line, I even say this, is that I think we'd be a lot hard-pressed if we were in the AFC. But we're not. We're in the NFC. You know, just think of the Saints who are in the AFC West. Man, you might have a pretty good team and still be in fourth place. And I think that's what's challenging with the Raiders, the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Chargers, all what they're going to have. So, listen, the national people, it'd be like me trying to comment on, like, the Bills. I think the Bills are going to be favored, but I don't know the Bills team.
You don't know it up and down cold like you do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's a wrap for today's show. I want to thank Charlie Long at Master Control, Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program, our operations and brand manager, Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do you think?
All right. Thanks, bottom man. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints. Go Saints.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.